Hello.
Hi, my name is Rachel. I'm calling you from Independent Home Care. Is this Mary?
Yes, it is.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
I'm calling you because we're looking for certified caregivers in Oswego County, and I was wondering if you're looking for work.
I am looking for work, but I'm not certified anymore. My home health thing expired, I guess, and I have a CPA, which I did remote training from TPL first.
Okay, so you have
partnership,
home health aid, you say.
Home health aid and a CPA I have.
Okay, I don't think a PCA expires. Let me just, I can check in the registry and see if you're certified. Hold on.
Okay.
Can you spell your last name for me, please?
DUCIAUME.
Okay.
Independent, what is it called? Independent what?
Home care.
Home care.
Your
and what's your name?
M-A-R-Y?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a middle name by chance?
Al. Louise.
Oh. Trying to see. Check it in the registry. I mean, you don't come up, which is weird, because if you ever had a home health aide or PCA, you should come up. Do you still have those certificates by chance?
When I moved, I lost all that stuff.
Did you ever send them like, to an agency? Because a PCA never expires. Really?
Not a PCA. I'm not a PCA. I'm a CPA.
Oh, a CPA. Okay. And your home health aid, you didn't use it within the last 2 years.
Right. Well, I was volunteer for about a year, and then I got on the books with public partnerships. And I became a CPA.
Okay. Okay, so I can put you on a list, and when we do PCA classes, would you want to join?
It depends on where it is and
okay,
if it costs
sure.
you something.
So usually it won't cost you if you're going to come work with a company, and then it usually takes a day, and they make sure to get you certified. And once we have a couple of applicants in your area, we try hosting a class.
Okay.
Okay, but I'm just going to need
but
your address.
I won't work for St. Luke's or Pontiac Terrace or Pontiac Nursing Facility. I'm just looking for, like, a housekeeping job for that, you know?
Right. Right. Okay.
And Bishop's Commons, too. I put in an application there, too.
Okay. Would you want me to give you a call once we have classes?
Yes.
Okay. Can I just get your email address?
233 East 5th Street, F-I-F-T-H, Oswego, New York, 13126. I'd be willing to go to Fulton or Mexico or Oswego.
Okay. Okay. And your email address?
Mary L. D. 1962 at gmail.com.
Okay. So you're going to receive an application. You don't really have to fill it out. I mean, if you do, that's great, but it's not, like, mandatory. But we'll just give you a call once we have a class, and then we'll have you fill out the application, okay?
Okay. And where are you located?
Our office is based out of Syracuse.
Oh, it is based in Syracuse.
But we do service more counties and upstate, so.
Oh, okay. And your name again was?
My name is Rachel.
Rachel.
And this is my direct number, so.
Okay.
If you have any questions, you can give me a call.
I'm surprised that they don't recognize the CPA remote training that you get with PPL.
I understand. I don't know, because we're not really with PPL, so it's kind of a different thing. We're a private agency, mm-hmm. and we require, like, it's a law, like it's New York law.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. I mean, of course, in, like, a perfect world, everything should be recognized, right? But unfortunately, it's not. But I guess I'll get back to you once we have a class.
Okay. You wouldn't happen to know any people that are, like, in need of a CPA or HHA, do you?
No.
No?
We're trying that.
Okay. I've been putting my name out there, and there hasn't been anything coming my way yet, so I'm just playing the waiting game, you know?
Mm-hmm. I understand. Okay. You should receive the application. Okay? And
okay.
Hopefully I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.